Most of you know that this week I was at my dad's house, and I got to spend a lot of time with him one-on-one, and it was very precious. Not just because he's my dad, but because he's been a very shining example to me of what a child of God should be. He's been faithful to the Lord in everything he's done and said. Not just because he's a preacher, but because he loves the Lord. And I sit there and talk to him about things of God. And he, though he's 90 years old, remembers the day that Christ called his name. And even after all these years, he can't get over it. And I watch him talk about our Lord, and tears rolled down his face. And it convicted me. It really convicted me, because I thought, we get so distracted and so busy and so worried about this world and about things that happen around us. And we get sidetracked on things that really don't matter. Just don't matter. And so I thank God for the time that he gave me with my dad, not just to spend time with him, but really to convict me and to bring me back to putting things in perspective. Because if we remember that time that he called our name, then it's easier to forgive. And it's easier to have patience. And it's definitely easier to praise him for what he's done. So just remember that time that he came and he called your name. And boy, it sure changes things.
So broken still, they'd crucified my Lord way up on Calvary's hill. And standing at the tomb through tears, I cried and begged, "Where is my Lord?" I said, "His body is not." Then a voice of love whispered so clear, and when he called my name, I knew my life forever would be changed.
Walked right in and proved them all so wrong. The mourner scoffed and said that he was 4 days late. But Jesus wept and cried, looked into faithless eyes, then turning toward the tomb, he called my name.
And when he called, did not need a savior. I could do it all alone. I tried to live my life completely on my own. I did not need a savior. I could do it all alone. His spirit spoke to show me I was dead inside. I turned toward his face, reached out and took his grace. My sins are washed away.
Sometimes God uses things to move the Holy Spirit among us. He lives in us, but he moves among us at times. And this is a time this morning, and I ain't about to stop this thing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. This is something different than the world looks at and shouting and jumping. There may be time for that. But this shouting and jumping comes from the heart because God has stirred our soul and made us understand how much he loved us. And I want to tell you something. You better just might get used to shouting, because when you get to heaven, you'll probably outshout all of us, because somebody's going to make up some time. Well, I'm telling you right now, don't hinder the Holy Spirit of God when he's moving.